May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Some people say that if only the resurrection were omitted from the Gospels, faith would be a whole lot easier. You see, I can't help but wondering, is it all wishful thinking? After all, we know, don't we, that the dead just don't come back to life. On the first Easter morning, no one was expecting to see Jesus alive again. The women had gone to the tomb to anoint a dead body. When the disciples receive their report of the resurrection, they think it's nonsense. And when Peter runs to the tomb to see for himself, he sees it empty, but he turns back wondering, not knowing what to make of it. Because everybody knew that the dead don't come back to life. That's St. John's account of the first Easter morning. But by the evening, everything had changed. Jesus had stood among his disciples, shown them his hands and his side, breathed the Holy Spirit on them, and commissioned them to be his witnesses to the world. All that is, except Thomas, who was for some reason somewhere else. Whilst the others were sure that Jesus was alive again, Thomas was unconvinced. It just couldn't happen. The resurrection just did not fit his view of the world. Unless he saw Jesus for himself, he just couldn't believe it. Well, we're very familiar with what happened next. A week later, Jesus comes again. This time, Thomas is with them. And Jesus invites Thomas to make a close inspection of his body, including the wounds of crucifixion. And after which, Thomas utters the simplest but the greatest statement of belief in Jesus that you'll find anywhere in the Bible. My Lord and my God. Then it seems that Jesus looks straight past Thomas, straight into the camera lens, and says directly to us, blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed. The apostles didn't need faith in the resurrection anymore. They'd seen the risen Jesus for themselves, with their own eyes. They needed faith, and much of it, for what was to come later, but not in the fact of the resurrection. But we are not in that privileged position. We must learn to walk by faith and not by sight over this matter. Now let's be honest, we all live with some degree of doubt. Everybody does. But that doesn't mean that we can't also exercise faith. Søren Kierkegaard, a Danish philosopher, said that faith is a passionate commitment in objective uncertainty. A passionate commitment in objective uncertainty. Faith is only needed when doubt is possible. And when it comes to God, we can't claim total certainty. But we can have conviction. We can exercise faith. And we should never limit what we think God might be capable of doing. Thomas learnt that there were many things, many more things in heaven and on earth than were dreamt of in his philosophy. For him, someone coming back from the dead had been a total impossibility. Until, that is, he saw Jesus' hands and side. Then he knew differently. It's important to recognize that Jesus' resurrection was not a simple resuscitation. It wasn't like Lazarus, who one day died again, but something totally different, of a totally different order, beyond our understanding. It was the first fruits of something absolutely new. As St. Paul puts it, the first fruits of a new creation. And therein lies our Easter hope. Our God is the God of unknowable resurrection power, able to raise the dead, able to transform any situation, able to bring life, to bring new hope in despair, able to bring light into the darkest of places. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible for God. And nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from God's love in Christ. Amen.